fungible tokens, or NFTs, are disrupting the digital art world. This week, the young woman featured in a popular internet meme known as Disaster Girl sold the original image as an NFT for over $600,000. But what even are non-fungible tokens, and how are they changing the global digital economy? We are joined by Associate Professor in Information Systems at the University of Sydney, Dr. Daniel Schlöckwein. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Arlene. Nice to have you.
Absolute pleasure to have you. Now, I've got to start off by asking, what actually is a non-fungible token?
Okay, a non-fungible token, NFT, so that's compared to fungible tokens, which are any kind of asset or token that can be exchanged and you don't actually look at the particular unit. So a dollar is a dollar. Gold coin is a gold coin. A Bitcoin is a Bitcoin. You can pay and you don't really mind which particular dollar or Bitcoin it is. A fungible token is a unique token. So that would be in the offline world comparable to the original Mona Lisa, where you want to have the original and not a copy thereof. So that means fungibility. You cannot exchange one for the other.
Okay. And how might the rise of NFTs or non-fungible tokens change how we think about authenticity and art?
Well, so the idea of non-fungible tokens in the digital world is that instead of having this authenticity, the uniqueness of a particular artwork by being the physical unit, by being on the particular piece of canvas or the, you know, the particular stone or woodwork, it is encrypted via mathematics on what we call a blockchain, in this case, the Ethereum blockchain. So the authenticity, the ownership of a particular artwork is digitally given to a new owner instead of the physical piece of artwork is given. In a certain sense, the actual, in quote unquote, artwork is separated from the ownership of the artwork. This is a way of thinking that the way that ownership or the art piece is conveyed to somebody is completely disconnected from the physicality and is purely a social giving of the person that currently owns it to the new person, which cannot be, you know, there is no ability to steal it, to fraud it, or anyway, the way that the mathematics on this digital blockchain work ensure that the new owner is the only one who can claim ownership for that. So it's a different medium of really transferring ownership of art.
And what kind of implications is this going to have on other industries beyond digital art? How will it change the way we work in the future?
Well, that's quite interesting because there's a long-standing argument that effectively these new forms of digital, let's call it digital assets, which should also include cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin that your listeners will be familiar with, that they have no intrinsic applicability or no intrinsic value. But the NFTs have actually been around for a number of years, but they really have only come to the spotlight through the examples that you mentioned. And there was this sales at Christie for $60 million of a piece. So now they are at the very forefront of everybody's mind and people wondering what's going on. I do think that any kind of asset which can be transferred in a digital form could be put on blockchains in a similar way as artwork is doing now. We can think about signed first copies of books, video clips that's already happening in the States in particular, that sports clubs are selling collectible items in this form. Anything that is rare, effectively what we have invented here is digital rarity or the ability to have unique digital items which can be sold and cannot be replicated in the same way that you could copy an MP3 file, but they are unique to a particular person. And that has massive implications for the art world, for any kind of assets such as Bitcoin, which I would call a form of digital gold. You could also think about forms such as words on digital media, you know, virtual words, augmented reality, social media items where you're selling completely digital items that don't even have a physical equivalent in the digital world, such as particular items in games, that are all applications where NFTs and similar technologies would be used.
It's interesting to hear how it could impact different industries and in different ways. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on. Have a good morning, everyone.
That is Dr. Daniel Schlockwein, Associate Professor in Information Systems at the University of Sydney, talking about the rise of non-fungible tokens and the future of global digital economy.